Good morning. We're continuing in Chayodim. We're starting Kalam at Zion, the lachos of Kalim, which are acceptable for the purpose of Natila. So Chayodim starts with a Yisoid, that there's a lacha of Kali by Natila Shidayim. And the question is, the Gemara clearly says there is such a concept. The Gemara says a story that he went to get a mana, get a kli, and he said, is a requirement after getting a kli? Rashi says the question was after getting a kli, which is Sholem. And he said, yes, there's definitely such a halacha that has to be a kli, which is a valid halacha kli. The source for that, where we see that in the Tekana, is not clear. The Rashba quotes from the Bahag. So the Bahag is stands for Shatevis Baal Halachas Gedolus. Halachas Gedolus is a sefer written by one of the Goinim, or actually he wasn't one of the Goinim, he wasn't the head of the yeshiva. Officially the title of Goin were the two heads of the two yeshivas, which continued after the time of the Gemara. At that point in time, they were in Surah and Pupadisa. Originally, they were in Surah and the Hardah. Rav's yeshiva and Shmuel's yeshiva. Rav's yeshiva was in Surah. Shmuel's yeshiva was in the Hardah. Eventually, that yeshiva moved to Pupadisa. That continued into the time of the Goinim. The title of the two leaders of the yeshivas were Goin. Everybody else was not called Goin. The Halachas Gedolus was not written by one of the Goinim, it was written by one of the Talmidei Chachamim of the period of the time of the Goinim, who was in the yeshivas in Bavel. It is one of the first Svarim that we have written after the time of the Gemara. It dates back to the 8th century of the Common Era, the 700s. The Rishonim are miyachas to it as a very, very important sefer because they have the Masara of the Goinim in it, so basically the Goinim were able to maintain their Masara that they had from the Meroyim back to the Tanoyim in a very, very clear way. The yeshivas were intact. There was Rebbe to Talmud. There wasn't the disruption moving to different places, etc. So it's very reliable. So the Bahag, the Rashi quotes that the Bahag says the following thought, which the Chayyim is going to bring. He says that Samcho Chazal din Natil Shadayim mitarosin lataras mechatos. So Chazal created this concept of Natil Shadayim, the process of being matar oneself. They did not compare it to the process of mikvah totally, because that would require tefillah, etc. We're going to see that there is a process of tefillah which works for Yadayim as well. But they looked for a mashal where you have such a concept of what they wanted to do. And this is a general rule. Let me just talk about a general rule. When Chazal made tekanas, you have the Gemara says, called the tikkun deraisa kein deraisa, called the tikkun rabbanan kein deraisa tikkun. Excuse me, that we have a klal. When Chazal made a tekanah, they made it along the lines of a deraisa. Here we're making tekanas which are clearly not along the lines of the Raisa. We pointed out the idea that there should be tahara on the Yadayim alone without the rest of the body. There's no such thing on the Torah level. It does not exist. So what it means is the following. Chazal have the reasons why they make tekanas. That's not necessarily kein deraisa. Chazal saw a need and they addressed the need. But when they didn't make the tekanah that they were making, whatever the tekanah may be, the first thing they saw fit to do was to try and find a mashal in the Torah to what they're going to do. And then they would make the tekanah, tekanah along the lines of the deraisa mashal that they were looking for. For example, Chazal saw a need, like the Rambam says, to ask for Amir Lakum, because if Amir Lakum would be permitted, so a Jew can't do malacha, but he would be very involved in his weekday activities. He would be busy telling the goyim to do this and the goyim to do that. He could run his whole business, all his whole factory, just having goyim doing it. So Chazal saw a need to make a tekana of this Amir la'akum. Now, Chazal came along and said that Amir la'akum is usher. So what vehicle do we have to concept that Amir should be a problem? I'm not doing anything. The Torah said, L'satzeko malacha. So we found two ways to understand it. One is, Rashi says, the Chazal compared it to the idea of shlichus, even though we know the Minaraisa ain't shlichus la'akum. The Chomer Masakin, that there is din shlichus la'akum in regards to Shabbos. So we look at the action that the non-Jew is doing as being problematic, as if the Jew is doing it.
on some level. So that Shlichus Lakim is not the reason why Chazal made the Takana. That's not a reason to make a Takana. The reason why we make a Takana, we have a problem we have to fix. But once they made the Takana, they tried to put it within the framework of a Deraisa concept. So similarly over here, we mentioned before, there's reasons why Chazal made the Tekana for Tilas Adayim. They wanted to find such an idea of a Tahara which is taking place, not in the context of Mikvah. They said, well, we have such a concept. We have a concept called Taharas Mechatas. You use a kli, and you put the water on the person from the kli. So it's not exactly the same, but at least we have such a concept. So he says, the Chazal were soimich that deal with Tilas Adayim on the concept of Taharas Mechatas, the process of using the ashes of the paraduma and the water together to be a matara person who became tummy from Tumas Mace. As we will continue in the following shir, have a good day.